in the history of the Maya, the Mayan homeland, the Yucatan, and the Chiapas. And to the east and the west of the Mexican Plateau rise the great mountains of the Sierra Madre Oriental and the Sierra Madre Occidental, while to its south lie the spectacular peaks of the Traverse Volcanic Axis, including volcanoes such as Popocatépetl, to the town of Toluca. Beyond the mountains to the east and the west lie coastal lowlands bordering the Pacific Ocean and the Gulf of Mexico. Further south of the plateau lie more mountains of the southern highlands, which include the ranges of the Sierra Madre del Sur. These run down almost to the coast of the Pacific Ocean. To their east lies the lowland area of the Isthmus of Tehuantepec, beyond which the land rises to the southeast in the Sierra Madre de Chiapas and runs northeast into the Tabasco Plain, filled with swamps and slow-moving rivers. The highlands of the Chiapas run eastward, linking up with the volcanic mountains in Guatemala, and form the southern limit of the territories occupied by the Maya. In these uplands, where the volcanic soil is highly fertile, the Maya raised their crops with comparative ease. They also found materials that were highly valuable both for trade and for their own use. These include obsidian, the hard volcanic glass used throughout Mesoamerica for knife blades, spears, as well as flint and jade, the latter prized as a precious stone and often found in grave offerings. The Maya also mined basalt, which they used to make grinding stones for processing maize. In the mountain forests, they tracked the quetzal bird, whose long green feathers were worn in costumes and headdresses by kings and priests. To the north of the volcanic mountains, land runs down to the lowlands of El Pitain, where the first Mayan settlers encountered areas of highly fertile tropical forest, interspersed with low-lying seasonal swamps and areas of tall bush. And this is an unlikely setting that they built their early ceremonial center of Nakbe. The great cities of Chakmul, Tikal, Uchitán, and Yaxchilán. Here they felled great cedar trees that were carved in the canoes, 80 feet in length, that carried traders as far as Panama, a distance of 2,400 sea miles. They found Brazil wood, which they processed as a dye for staining cloth, and collected copal, a resin exuded by tropical trees, which was burned in religious ceremonies. Further north, the Mayan settlers found the land spread out in a flat expanse covered with scrub forest, which is now known as the Northern Yucatan Peninsula. The name originally came from the misunderstanding for when the early Spanish explorers from Cuba first asked the Mayans what their country was, what it was called. The natives replied, "Xiutan," "we cannot understand you," which in time became Yucatan. According to Bernal Diaz de Castillo, at the time of the conquest, the Mayas had accepted the use of Yucatan, but among themselves still called the land by its old name, which he reports was Land of the Deer and the Turkey. On the northwestern edge of the lower Yucatan Peninsula is a forested region known as Campeche, and to its west, bordering the Gulf of Campeche, lies the tropical area of Tabasco, filled with swamps and sluggish rivers. Here the Mayans grew cacao, which was highly prized and traded as a luxury item throughout Mesoamerica. In 650 years after, the most important settlements were found or expanded at Chichen Itza, Copan, Uxmal, and Palenque. At the height of the classic period of Mayan civilization, there were 40 Mayan cities with populations between 5,000 and 50,000, in each giving a total of perhaps 2 million people. Most of these lived in the area known as the Mayan Lowlands, now in Guatemala. Mayan city-states existed in a state of almost constant conflict. Each had its ruling family, and these dynasties made and broke alliance with rival rulers as demands of conflict dictated. At the same time, the Mayan civilization produced a magnificent flowering of culture that produced imposing temples, pyramids, palaces, advanced irrigation systems, a sophisticated calendar for timekeeping, elegant mathematics, detailed astronomical science, and a highly developed writing system. Around the 9th century AD, the great Mayan lowland cities were suddenly abandoned. This would be Tikal and some of the others. Scholars are still debating what caused the sudden change and why Mayan cities situated further north in the Yucatan Peninsula, such as Chichen Itza and Uxmal, continued to thrive. And we'll talk about that at another time. I'll spend a whole show just on this, the various theories as to what happened. The sources for this are The Maya by Cole, The Civilization of the Maya by Anquin, The Popo Vuh, In Search of the Maya by Brunhaus, Outline Dictionary of Mayan Glyphs by Gates. Incidents in the Travels of the Yucatan by Stevenson. New World Archaeology by Scientific American. Aztec and Maya by Phillips. Yucatan Before and After the Conquest by DeLanda. Rise and Fall of the Maya by Mayan Civilization by Thompson. And Maya History and Religion by Thompson. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.